Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Whether you want to
buy, buy, buy.
In a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market, Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
Good morning to you on another chilly day. Man, it's bundle up time throughout the Delaware Valley. Hello.
It's the wind today, Joe.
Getting tired of it, yeah. I'll be completely honest with you.
I know.
There's a difference. When you leave your house at 3:30 or 3:45 in the morning, like, it hits different. It is, like, awful, man.
James, I think I'm going to get treadmill for my apartment.
I know, yeah, years and years
ago. I'm going to get a treadmill for the apartment.
No, you're not.
Yeah, I am.
You're really going to use that?
Yeah, well, I like to walk. You guys
you cannot
like to walk
in this weather.
Oh, it's way too cold.
Yeah.
It's unbearable.
Because I find that I did this last year. I fell behind schedule for 2 or 3 months on the walking. Like, not good. So, you know, treadmill for the walking, a little
you
running.
You do not. Wow. I'm not going to fall for this. You're pretending
you're
not going to walk outside until you get the treadmill, and then you'll have another excuse to not use the treadmill you get it in. This is just another way
Richie's
to circumvent
probably right
walking.
About this. This is a good point.
All right, here's where it's worse. There's a treadmill. I'm on the 9th floor of my apartment. There's a treadmill on the 4th floor.
Well, what are you doing
then? Are you kidding me right now?
But I want to be able to watch on TV what I want to watch.
Joe, you're 100% correct.
Right?
Read a book.
How about that? I had the treadmill for a while. Like after Clark was born, and I couldn't, I couldn't do my workout, so I just did it at home. You watch whatever you want, man.
Totally. And I think it'll help me get through the movies that I need to catch up
100%.
On. 100%. I think it'd be good for my life.
Yeah, you're right.
I take that.
Yeah, you're
tough
totally
guys.
Right. You're,
I think it's going to be great for you. I just don't believe you're actually going to use it. That's the problem.
Okay, well, I guess we'll
see. Oh, if it's staring you in the face, you'll use
it. All right, hey, some life advice with the hammer. Not happening today, other than get yourself a treadmill if you like to walk outside and camp for the next couple months. No life advice today because we got a lot going on with football, obviously. Playoff game up ahead. When we do life advice, it's always brought to us by MHS Lift. If you're looking for forklifts, a warehouse efficiency assessment, any type of material handling equipment, or if your equipment needs repairs, go to MHSLift.com. One quick point before we get back to the phones. You know, we detailed earlier the story that came out yesterday from Tom Pelissero that Tom Brady called up Bill Belichick to try to get him to at least gauge his interest in being the Raiders coach. And we'll see if Belichick does or does not jump from UNC before he even coaches a game there. But there's another aspect of the story that I think merits focus. I don't like how involved Tom Brady is as an owner to then be an announcer of games. I have a problem with that. I mean, it's one thing if you're one of those silent partner types that has, 2%, 5% interest, whatever, stake in a team, and you're like way, 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 way back at the back of the room. But if you're the guy making the phone call,
I think it's
people.
Outrageous.
James, I don't think he should be allowed to announce
games. I think it is outrageous. He should have to choose one or the other.
Yeah.
That's it. He is absolutely... I mean, we talked earlier about the rules that he has to follow where he can't, like, criticize teams and all this stuff. It's not right for us.
Like, That's my point.
Yeah, we are getting shortchanged as an announcer from what Brady could do if he weren't an owner.
It's inappropriate.
I'm not
sure
about inappropriate.
That. I think Tom Brady's a bad announcer. I think it's a joke that we're pretending like he's good. And
no,
we're
not pretending he's good.
I've heard anyone say he's good. Has anyone said he's good?
It's really, really, it's been poor.
It has been poor.
And so if I could expect what's going to happen here, like if aren't we all going to just say he's going to...
Well, China's got $375 million for 10 years.
I understand.
Years.
He's going to... But he's talking about owning part of...
He already does.
More than the 10%, whatever, it's the stake
in
now.
I don't know that.
This is like... Why would he continue to be an announcer if the other side, if he has to choose one, which I think they should get
to. But
he doesn't have to. That's the point.
They're not requiring him to.
We agree.
That's our point.
That's our whole point.
That's our point.
Well,
no, the Delco guy, Ben Davis, got that from the beginning.
I don't think we're missing out. I should
leave the booth. Oh, I agree. I don't think we're missing out either. I just, our issue is they're letting him be the owner and the announcer, and I think that is wrong.
Yeah, I don't like it.
And Greg Olsen waiting in the wings, still in line, an incredible announcer. I think it works out for everyone if he just goes, does his ownership thing.
I don't think it'll happen, though.
The cashing in of $300-plus million, that's going to take some doing.
Yeah, well, it's not going to happen. So we'll see if they force his hand. I think it's.
I don't think they will.
I don't either.
I don't think they will.
Oh, real quick. Speaking of forcing hand, Ben, I wanted to get on this with you today here, because we know you get very fired up in the NBA. We all do, and many people in society do.
You're putting the quarter in with Ben right now.
The what?
Are you putting the quarter in with Ben right now?
Yeah, all right, Ben. I'm going to wind you up here.
here we go.
All right. So let me set the stakes for you last night. The Sixers play a game last night. It's Tyrese Maxey and a bunch of the other guys. Mm-hmm. Okay, we'll call them the other guys. No Paul George, no Joel.
I think that's what they deserve.
Okay. They play the Wizards. The Wizards enter the game 6-28. Mm-hmm. Sixers win the game. They win the game against the 6-28 team by 6 points. Now, tell me in what world that's entertaining. I mean, can you? I know the answer is there's no answer. Can you just give me where you're at on the debacle? The debacle that has become the NBA. And it's part Sixers, but also part NBA.
I could go on for hours about this.
I know you could.
First of all, I will never, ever doubt their athleticism or their talent, because these guys are ridiculous.
Yeah.
They're ridiculous. But the product on the floor is borderline unwatchable.
It is.
I mean, there were tickets last night for $2.
There's no reason to watch last night's game.
There's no reason to.
There's no reason to watch the
honestly,
game.
I watched it, though, and we almost lost. Like, we almost lost to the Wizards.
Right.
It was neck and neck when the game mattered most.
And let me say this. I'm a big NBA
fan. Effort level is just deplorable.
Well, it's effort level to just even get on the court to begin with.
Right.
And then the guys who show up and actually want to play then are playing poorly. Less effort than we'd want. Like, how do you fix that?
I try and talk to younger kids about the NBA and the way it used to be. I remember a couple years ago, I watched Allen Iverson's first game ever as a Sixer. Witherspoon on the
I remember
court. It was up and back. I mean, it was so enjoyable.
Yep.
It was so enjoyable. And I tell kids about, you know, always, LeBron. I go, MJ would run circles around this dude. He was the defensive player of the year numerous times. And they're like, wait, really? I said, yeah, he wasn't just a scoring machine. He was a defensive stalwart. This guy, he did everything right. And he played the game every freaking day. You can't compare them. You can't compare the athletes today. Yes, they're just uber talented. But my God, put some effort in it. Do something to make me want to watch you play the game of basketball, because you've been given all these talents. These talents are off the charts. Show them. Show it with effort. Please.
Well said, Ben. I mean, I think the biggest, you know, we had a poll the other day, which is the biggest issue, and we had all these different choices. I think the biggest problem is they just don't play. Like, I'm not saying play hard when they play. I mean, the fact that you just never know who's going to play. And here's where it really doesn't work. You know, I mean, let's be real. 90-something percent of us work in our lives. And are we very fortunate that we get to talk into a microphone and talk sports? Yes. This isn't hard labor, okay? We're fortunate, and we know that. And I hope people know we don't take it. I certainly don't take it for granted. I don't think anyone here does. But we all work. Like, do I want to get up at 3:30 a.m. to go to work? No, I don't. I don't want to get up at 3:30 a.m. But I do. It's my job. I made a commitment to WIP. I get up at 3:30. I show up. Like, the NBA players... they just don't show up.
No. And they're making a lot of money to not
show
up.
Correct. I mean, $50 million to choose to play three quarters or two thirds of the game?
$50 million is low now. These guys are getting close to $60, $70 million a year.
It just does. It is so. There's nothing you can respect about that.
No. No. The way that they look at this situation, the game is supposed to be the reward. The game is supposed to be the part that they look forward to. That's like in the NFL, you wait all week long. Everything's building to that. The game where you get to cut loose with your buddies. You get to just let it rip.
Yep.
But it doesn't feel like in the NBA, like that's the reward.
They look forward to
zero pride.
That's the punishment.
Right. They look forward to two things. the paycheck,
yes,
and the playoffs,
and that's
broken. I'll get you in the playoffs.
Right, that's broken. That's the part that needs fixed. Somehow they need to generate want to for the game itself. Yeah. These players need to look forward to playing basketball with their teammates, competing on a regular basis, and until they get to that. I don't know how.
They are devouring their own product right now.
They're in trouble.
They are destroying their product.
Every day I went to the ballpark, if my name wasn't on that lineup card, I was ticked off. Like, sure. I was miserable.
Yeah.
I was miserable. Wait, you're not playing me? I do all this work every day. I do my everything to play in the game, and I'm not in the lineup? I was ticked. And that's for 162.
Right.
I was ticked off.
Yeah. All right. So look, you hear where we stand. Let's go to the phones. A lot going on here. We'll get to Time's Yours next segment and all. Let's get to Ken and Cinnaminson right now. Good morning, Ken.
Good morning, friends. How are you today?
Good, buddy.
Doing well, Ken.
You guys all couldn't be more right about the NBA. You know, I just saw a video that came across my feed the other day of the Dr. J rocked a baby dunk on Michael Cooper in 1983. And it just reminds you of how great it used to be as a league and as a game, and now it's just, it's not. But that's not the reason I called. And, Joe, you said something about your early days of the show. I loved the early days of the show because Richie clearly hadn't figured you out yet, and you tuned in every day thinking that there really was a slight chance that he would crush your face.
That's true.
That would crush your face.
That was the interesting part about it.
Let me ask you a question.
There was one time where I was actually like, uh-oh.
I know. I remember that time. It was over Alshon Jeffery,
wasn't it?
It
was over Alshon Jeffery.
And it was 3 years into the show.
Like, Richie was so mad at you.
I know.
Like you could feel the anger coming off of him.
And James, who was right?
You were right.
The Hammer! I'm sorry, John. I got nothing but love, man. Nothing but love.
It is incredible to me that you seem to think that matters. Like, you keep
track. But it was about
I was right.
But it's injuries.
Look at me.
It's hell on
me. I was right.
Who cares? Yeah.
He's so petty.
That is so petty. Wrong to live life like that. I can't imagine how complicated that must get.
I do think I was right as Richie coined that. One of the great things ever coined in the history of our show. Yeah.
Yep. All right, Ken, what do you got on the Eagles game?
I don't condone violence, by the way. Look, I think they're going to boat race this team. It's as simple as this. And I know where that earlier caller, Seth, when he was talking about his concerns with Jalen, I absolutely know the back of his mind was the first game they played against these guys in Brazil when Jalen had some really early miscues that were almost inexplicable. But you have to remember.
One of those miscues was because A.J. Brown didn't finish out his route.
Well, and it was also the first game that he played ever in this offense.
Yeah.
So the only way that they can lose to this team, in my estimation, is if they turn the ball over three or four times.
I don't agree with that at all. I mean, Ken, I know that increases the probability, but, you know, Green Bay can play also. I mean, don't fall into the Phillies-Mets trap, man. Like,
I'm not minimizing Green Bay, but Green Bay gets more respect than they deserve. I mean, if you look at their schedule in the right perspective, yeah, they only lost to good teams. That's because they didn't beat him.
I know. I understand. I understand.
And right.
But let me
play the Eagles, the Vikings, and the Lions five times, and they were 0-5.
Let me just ask you a question. I'm just curious, and people may fall on both sides of this. Who did you think was a greater threat, the Mets entering that series or Green Bay entering this one?
Oh, the Mets.
I agree with that because of baseball, but I don't think the Mets are actually a better team than Green Bay.
I don't know, man. Well, the Mets had the best record in baseball for like 3 months.
I know.
But Joe, the right answer to that question really is what I feared the most was the Phillies.
The bats. I know. I know.
Where they just don't swing at strikes.
And the bullpen. Oh. It was ridiculous. All right, Ken, give me a cheesy scene.
I hate to do it, but you've lost that love and feeling. That was just bad.
That's pretty cheesy. That's a good answer.
Yeah,
that's good.
The worst is when the other guy hops in there. When the guy, that part I've never got. When the other, after Tom Cruise puts down the microphone, the other dude picks up the microphone, starts singing to Kelly McGillis. It's like, dude, the moment is over.
Yeah.
Tom Cruise won the woman. You're done.
The best part of that whole scene, though, is Goose. Oh, no, you have it. No. I mean, he's so good in that part.
Yeah.
That part, I love
hate it.
Hate
it when it does that.
My God. All right.
Yeah, I hate it when it does that.
Yeah, never. Exactly right. All right, let's go to Alan right now in Belmar. What up, Alan?
Good morning, everybody. How ironic. I had dinner with that Ken who just called and one of your other callers, Chuck from Cherry Hill, about 3 months ago.
Good
first
for you.
Time I ever met, whatever.
But fine
very
people.
Wow. Very knowledgeable man.
Yes.
Can I give you a small Belichick story before I ask your question? Or
please, please do.
Many years ago, I had a good friend of mine, Jim Mueller, who was the head of Channel 8 Sports in Cleveland. So when Belichick was out there with the new facilities, he hosted a hour show on Monday nights with Belichick, okay, in a real beautiful studio. And about 5 minutes before they went on, myself and Jim, who was interviewing Belichick, and his 11-year-old son were sitting about 25 yards away, and Belichick looked out and said, get them out of here. No one else is in the studio but you and I when I do the show.
Okay.
So I'm not a Belichick fan, shall we say, after that.
Well, wasn't he being polite? Wasn't that a way of saying, let's focus? My kid's too young?
Well, I don't know. Just the way he said it.
I wasn't there. I mean,
sounds like he was being jerky.
Well, maybe.
Yes,
I don't know.
Yes, okay. Exactly. Good word. Okay. Anyhow. But anyhow, what I wanted to talk about was a question for everybody there. But Ben, can I ask you a question about, I remember talking to you a while back about when you played for the prep and came over to Bishop Eustis and played in a tournament.
That's Malvern like, prep, by the way, not the
prep. Oh, yeah, Malvern. Know that, whatever.
Okay.
But Ben, I had the occasion in our church with a thrift store. Somebody put in like 5,000 baseball cards, and there was two cards of you with you on the front, your stats on the back, and a signature on the front of Mark Davis. Is there a story behind that?
Mark
Cy Young winner Mark Davis?
93 Mark Philly Mark Davis.
Yeah. Oh, you won the Cy Young
With the Padres. Las Vegas Raiders owner Mark Davis?
No. Mark Sixer forward in the mid-90s Mark Davis.
Mark Christopher Davis is my legal given name.
Wait, wow. What?
Wow.
Mark Davis.
This guy
breaking news
is
sounder.
Mark. Hit the breaking news sounder. Because we never get to hit it. Let's hit the breaking news sounder.
All right,
breaking news on 94 WIP is presented by BetQL. Smarter bets start with BetQL. Download the BetQL app or visit BetQLapp.com. Breaking news, Ben Davis is not Ben Davis. I'm looking at the driver's license.
He's been lying to us forever.
I'm looking at the driver's license. He's Mark Davis.
There it is.
What the Raiders is happening right now?
What the hell?
My mom wanted to name me Mark Christopher Davis. Dad wanted to name me Ben after my great grandfather, Benjamin O'Malley. And Mama said, I don't want people calling him Benny or Benji. And Dad said, all right, name him Mark Christopher.
Marky.
So ever since I was two, he started calling me Ben, and that's it.
And what did your mom call you?
Wow.
Everyone calls me Ben except for my Uncle Vernon. He still calls me. My dad's brother calls me.
And now like me. Mark? What up, Mark?
I don't like Mark at all.
You dislike being called Mark.
I do not.
Yeah, you don't want to say that. You should have answered it differently.
But you know what's crazy?
That's not a smart answer, Mark.
But you know what's crazy is our fourth child is Shawn Michael. I want to name him Mickey. Guess what we call him?
Mickey.
Yeah.
Mickey.
That's it.
All right, Marky Mark.
I like Mickey too.
All right,
Mark.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Alan, you have like an Alan wrench. You have figured out the solution to the problem.
That's unbelievable. That's not the answer. I couldn't have guessed that if I stayed on the phone for 3 days.
Wild. But, all right, Alan, give me an answer, my man. Cheesy. Move your show.
Cheesy. Can I first say Penn State? I like John Cappelletti because of the story with his younger brother Joey with all that. So that's why I'm a Penn State fan.
Great story.
But I think it's cheesy when Tom Hanks said, "There's no crying in baseball."
That's so all right, a little bit. I'll give you a little bit.
I don't know if that's cheesy.
No, yeah.
I think it's clever.
Yeah.
I don't know what you'd call that.
I'll give it a little bit.
That was entertaining. Yeah.
Just not cheesy.
The way she's crying, though, is so over the top.
Her crying is cheesy, but the line isn't cheesy.
I agree, but the scene, it's part of the scene. But I hear it.
But that's her.
I think it's witty. Yeah. It's
not a winning answer.
It's not cheesy at all.
All right, Twitter poll question. What's the Armand, brought to us by Armand Chevrolet. What's the Armand difference? It's simple. It's their people, well-trained, friendly, and caring. Together, let's drive. Visit ArmandChevy.com. Poll question, who wins tonight? Penn State or Notre Dame? Now, here's the irony to these two playing in the Final Four, if that's what we call it. They're probably not two of the top four teams in college football, right? I mean, the way the first two rounds went, there was some phony baloney with the seeding.
Well, it feels crazy.
I mean, it was
crazy. Think about the fact that Oregon was the one seed and they had to play Ohio State game, and Penn State got Boise State and SMU. Yeah.
That's my point. That's what I mean by phony baloney. So anyway.
Yes,
it does
without
feel
a doubt.
Like the seeding has helped.
Oh, you
Penn
think?
State's cause. So now you got the eighth seed and the five seed with Texas and Ohio State on the other side of it.
Which is also silly. You know? Yeah.
But look, all right.
It's just because of the conference thing, and Boise State's a two seed or a three seed, and that's nonsense.
Two questions, John. Who do you think John will win, and how do you think people vote it?
I think Notre Dame has a better chance to win it. I think it's two great defenses. I really like Tyler Warren, the tight end for Penn State. Really like him. But I think Notre Dame ekes it out in a defensive slugfest.
So Seltzer's telling you don't like that.
I'm sorry.
I was calling for the.
I wasn't the game.
I was asking him to play the Notre Dame song, and instead he played. There it is. Where's Notre Dame Harvey? Rhea, where is he?
A band still.
Harvey, you got 30 minutes to call our show, Notre Dame Harvey.
Tom Bigby will rise from the dead.
Listen, Bigby
and hunt you down.
Bigby can roll in the grave, all right? Because Notre Dame Harvey is allowed on WIP, but he's got 30 minutes.
Followed by Baseball George.
Well, that was a whole other matter. All right, John, you think Notre Dame takes it?
I do, but I'm really excited to see Penn State. They do have a chance. I think it's going to be a really close game, and they could eke this thing out.
I'm excited.
Be playing for the national championship.
Sure. Ben, does this remind you of your childhood? Because, I mean, back then, it was
everything.
Right?
It was everything. Yeah, I'm looking forward to tonight.
The favorite moment was Penn State Miami.
That
right?
was, yes. well,
I mean, with Jerome Brown and the camos, and I mean, it was
all timer.
That was when college football was insane. I was at Notre Dame the week before they played. It was the Converts versus the Catholics.
Yep. Well, was a little later.
Yeah, no, I'm
because
saying
that was. Yeah,
I'm just saying I went out to Notre Dame for a football game when I was in college. And the T-shirts that I brought back were, were incredible for everybody. Catholics versus the convicts. It was just fun.
And I do miss that stuff. Big Five, college football, Penn State, the Flyers being a bigger part of our sports discourse.
Correct.
I mean, it's gotten so Eagles and Phillies and Sixers focus. It's like.
A little hat tip to Nova last night.
Yeah, I like that.
UConn.
I thought that was cool.
That
you
was
had
big.
That in the update.
I did. Yeah. Well, I had to because when you upset a top 10 team. You deserve it. Temple didn't get mentioned. You lose by a point.
Right.
Frickin' East Carolina.
All right.
Would
so
we
first
have gotten mentioned if we beat East Carolina?
All right. Who's Temple's coach? You'd think I know. Who is it?
Adam Fisher.
Yes.
Okay.
You didn't know that,
no.
did you?
No. No, I didn't know that. And I've met him, too.
But
sorry.
I was
Adam,
shocked
please.
That Villanova's like 11-5.
Well, they so
yeah, they
listen.
Started off so poorly.
Neptune is having a bounce back,
good
and he needed
it. He needed it in a big way.
He needed it.
He would have gotten fired probably if he didn't.
He might have gotten fired. All right, John. Second poll question:
is it really a bounce back though? Like,
well,
a
from
real
where they were.
Back?
Well, no. Good question.
Is it
they were
better
horrible
than last year because that's really not that much of a bounce.
They got
back.
A bounce back.
If it's better than last year, that means you're better than terrible.
No, I
get
it.
A good point.
No, that's fair. All right, now before John guesses how people voted online, let's all go on the record who we are personally rooting for tonight. Penn State or Notre Dame? I'm going Penn State. So, I don't know. I've had a complicated history with Notre Dame, but generally I root for them. I do get annoyed by them. Generally I root for them, but against Penn State I will not. Penn State. Ben Davis?
Go Irish.
How much do you care? No. My point is, you're in this, right?
Yeah, I'm in it. I'd be disappointed if Notre Dame lost.
Okay.
I would be.
And it's not an anti-Penn State thing. It's a pro-Notre Dame thing.
Correct.
Right? All right, Rhea, where are you at?
Penn State, 100%. I grew up in my family. You know, you had to root for – it was like you had to root for Notre Dame. And I'm still bitter about barely losing to Notre Dame with Temple several years ago. So I'm going Penn State.
All right, 2-1 Penn State. Seltzer?
Do I have to choose?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't like either of these teams
well,
that
I
much.
I guess you can say you don't
I
care.
I will take Penn State of the two, but I'm not a huge fan of either.
Well, let's count you as a no. 2-1-0.
That's fine. Yeah, I'll abstain.
2-1-1. Richie, State College, even though you turned your back on them?
I mean, they're Michigan's rival, too. I mean,
Michigan's rival? I mean, you were the State Player of the Year. You turned
Is the
turned
question,
your back?
Who do I think?
Who are you rooting for?
Who are you rooting for?
I absolutely would love to see Penn State
3-1!
Yes.
State College,
I would love to see
How
Penn
do you think
State
people voted?
I think it's going to be close. 60% say Penn State?
71%.
Ooh.
State College.
Nice.
Wow. Good. I like it. But that 29% Notre Dame is still a sizable chunk. And we're here in Pennsylvania, Penn State. Well, we know we're pumped up for the Eagles. We know that. We also know we're laughing at Micah Parsons. I mean, what was up with what he said?
So ridiculous.
Right? All right, let's have a little bit more fun at this, because Joe Wechter went in the lab this morning. John, there have been a couple notable times through the years on our show where there have been a laugh or two on our program. And Joe found, I mean, Seltzer probably saved them through the years, and Joe found a couple of laughs. We'll attach it to the back end of the heart of what Parsons said. Let's see what we got in the vault.
We're not done yet. We are not done yet, and I hope that y'all don't think we're done yet. It's going to be an amazing, amazing, amazing thing to see next year when we're holding the trophy.
Who was that, James? You know who that is?
I believe that was you and Trot, I believe.
I don't remember that at all.
I don't
either. Me and Trot, play just the laugh again. Let's see if we recognize Trot.
Yeah, you can hear Trot.
Very hyena-like almost, isn't it? Like, like a hyena.
I know.
Has a very distinct laugh.
So who was the hyena, me or Trot?
I'm not sure.
All right, let's do another one here. Micah Parsons again.
We're not done yet. We are not done yet, and I hope that y'all don't think we're done yet. It's going to be an amazing, amazing, amazing thing to see next year when we're holding the trophy.
Yeah, for sure.
I remember that caller.
Yeah, I remember that, too.
Do you remember that, John?
I do.
That was in the middays.
That was classic, man.
That was a great one.
What do you got, two more, James?
I have two more.
All right, let's see what we got.
We're not done yet. We are not done yet, and I hope that y'all don't think we're done yet. It's going to be an amazing, amazing, amazing thing to see next year when we're holding the trophy.
I think we all know who that one is.
That's Tom McCarthy,
yeah,
right?
You're damn right.
That's not Conklin as Tom McCarthy, is it?
I don't think so. I don't know. Maybe it is. Wechter, give me a... Oh, he's not there. But either way. Yeah.
It's an astounding laugh. Ben, it's how does he do that? I mean, what is that?
His voice is something to behold.
It's a belly laugh, right?
It is. It's a belly laugh, yes. But, I mean, he opens his mouth. I mean, what comes out? It takes you by... I mean, it's... There's a lot there.
There's a lot going on there.
He's got such a great voice.
All right,
dynamic.
One more. Let's hear it.
We're not done yet. We are not done yet, and I hope that y'all don't think we're done yet. It's going to be an amazing, amazing, amazing thing to see next year when we're holding the trophy.
That's you, Seltzer. Right?
That's me. All right. Yep.
So they're not done yet. It seems like they never started. You know, just like last offseason, it felt like they never even started. He's saying, we're not done yet. We're still waiting for you to begin, Micah. Like, your front office, your organization forgot to field a team.
Here's what we really should do, because I agree with you.
Every year.
They do. Yeah. This is really extreme, though. This is like, we're going to win the Super Bowl. It's like, at least Doug entering 2017, when we thought he was crazy, at least he said something to the effect of, I think my team has as much talent as any team I've ever been involved in, which we then, you know, compared and contrasted with the 96 Packers that he won a Super Bowl with as a backup quarterback. But he didn't come out and say, we're going to win the Super Bowl. I mean, you know, Micah Parsons saying we're going to win the Super Bowl. Like,
we made fun of him pretty bad.
We did.
I'll be honest.
You know, we did. Believe me, all shows did. You know what we should play? One more. See if you can dig this up. I want to get to a call. Parsons and then the Michael Irvin burp. All right, that combination. We'll get to that in a few minutes. Let's get to Ed in Phoenixville right now. What's going on, Ed?
What's going on, guys?
Hi, Ed.
Really like that comeback music from the Kinks, though I have to say I prefer the Van Halen version because Eruption leading into that track on that album just gets me all fired up. It's probably the best guitar solo I've ever heard. But
he's amazing.
Anyway, it really is awesome. So thinking about Sunday's game and trying to, you know, risk mitigate Kurtz's whatever residual can, I mean, even if he does clear protocol, like, maybe, you know, just, I'm not saying don't run the tush push, but looking at what Tanner McKee did with the hard count in the tush push formation, I think that's something that they could use to, one, to their advantage, and two, to help, you know, prevent getting it, taking unnecessary blows to his head.
Maybe, like, but a couple things, Ed. We don't know that the Eagles actually would have gone for that fourth down, to be fair. If that's the one I think it is, that's the one where maybe they would have gone, maybe not. And so, yes, you should always try to get the other team to jump offside, and Hurts can do that. But if he's cleared and he's playing, which he will be, I think Tush Push is fully
everything
fully
is on,
on
the table.
It's all on.
Everything.
Yeah, I mean, let's go.
You're
yeah,
playing,
I mean,
you're playing.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah, so I also would like to, and I know this is probably for the off season, something he has to keep working on, like the play action passes or lack thereof for under center.
Yep.
I think that's going to be always be there. I mean, those Dallas Goedert plays, he was wide open, and it was due to the play action fake. So, but I every you know all the cards are on the table. I think they just have to like you know go all in with whatever, and hopefully Jalen Hurts is close to 100%.
I'm with you. All right, Ed, give me an answer. A scene that's cheesy.
Has the Potter wheel scene from Ghost been said?
Yeah, Richie and I said it.
Yep.
Darn it. How about the scene from Dude, Where's My Car, where they have the dude and Sweet tattoos? And they
oh, that's a good answer.
I tried to block that.
Yeah.
All right,
boy.
That movie.
The entire movie is one big cheese.
Yeah.
Ball.
You know what could have been an answer? The Hanks and Meg, the You Got Mail nonsense. I like the movie, but like they meet in Central Park and... And then what's the one where they meet up at the...
Sleepless in Seattle.
That's
Sleepless
the one I hate.
Seattle.
That one also.
You've Got
the
Mail, at least Empire they State had building. A relationship.
Yeah, but they didn't actually know each other. And she's like, I was so hoping it would be you. Even though she like hated the guy. I really wanted it to be you.
Yeah, weren't they like enemies or whatever?
Because he was the big bookstore and she was the little...
Yeah, Fox. Fun.
But that Sleepless in Seattle I thought was dumb.
I like Sleepless. Sleepless was that Nora Ephron?
Yeah,
that
it is. Yeah. It is Nora Ephron.
Nora
Same
Ephron.
As she wrote When Harry Met Sally.
Everyone likes Sleepless.
Well, it's apparently not me. Rhea doesn't.
Okay, well, that's your problem. Sleepless in Seattle is
terrible.
Widely All right, we, beloved.
We asked for Notre Dame Harvey to call in.
No.
I believe, Seltzer, I guess you got to cue the music one more time.
Yes, play it.
This is Notre Dame Harvey on a Notre Dame Penn State spot in the national championship game on the line. They've had Montana. They've had the Rocket. They've had that guy called Newt Rockne. And they've had Notre Dame Harvey. Good morning, Harvey.
You give me goosebumps, brother. You're playing my wedding song.
That's amazing.
Oh, man.
I tell you, the world's greatest fight song, the Victory March.
Well, Michigan.
That and Michigan. I think they're the two. Yeah.
Michigan number one, Notre Dame two.
But I'm inside the Pirate Lounge right here in Fort Lauderdale. Half Notre Dame fans, half Penn State fans, having a good time.
So what happened? And you got a bunch of texts from friends?
Where are you from, Notre Dame Harvey?
I'm sorry, I didn't hear you.
Where are you from?
I'm from South Philadelphia, but I'm right now I'm in South Florida looking for the big one tonight.
Man, so it's from South Philadelphia, but you became the Notre Dame fan simply because of the Catholicism?
That's huge.
There? Being raised as an Irish Catholic and getting the opportunity to go out there. And I know we recruited you big time, and you went somewhere else. So, the magic is here and the atmosphere. They're ready to play tonight. I feel very confident because Rhea's picking Penn State. So
Harvey, come on.
All right, Harvey, true or false, Tom Bigbee tried to limit or did limit how often you'd get on the air at WIP 30 years ago.
That is true.
That's classic.
Wow. How did he do that?
Well, John, he could hang up from his desk.
Yeah.
The program director at WIP had a button to hang up from his desk.
Which is so wild to think about.
It is.
We had it, John. We had a sheet
hung
in
up
the produce-
from his office.
Harvey got remotely hung up.
He could hang. I mean, Rhea, you would know this better.
Yeah, John. We had it. Would have a sheet in the producers' room of people who were not allowed on the air, and you would just have to tell them no, or stick them on hold forever and hope they hung up.
That's classic.
Sorry about that, Harv.
They were, and still the great times of
Harvey,
talk radio.
Give me the percentage breakdown that you're seeing in the town of the game, Penn State, Notre Dame. What's the breakdown in fans?
I mean, the breakdown right now, we'll go back to the room. We'll go to Publix, load up our beer and stuff like that, get over to the stadium by 2:30, and then, you know, just have a good old time and get ready for 7:30 kickoff.
Now, I've been aiming percentages. Is it 50-50 or is it skewed one way?
I say it's 50-50. Yeah, okay. I mean, on our flight down, you know, leaving Philly, it's all going to be Penn State fans. But
there you go.
How are you going to cover Tyler Warren, the tight end for Penn State? How does Notre Dame cover him?
We probably got the best safety in the country, Xavier Watt. And I totally agree. Their tight end is tremendous, but I think our secondary is very strong, especially You can hear all the Penn State and Notre Dame fans yelling in the background.
Yeah, no Bobby Taylor back there anymore. Yeah.
Well, Bobby Taylor was a cornerback. He couldn't tackle anyway.
Tyler Warren's going to own you, Notre Dame Harvey.
All right, Harvey. Hey, Harvey, all jokes aside, man, thanks for calling in. Yeah. It is good hearing from you from time
Appreciate
to time. Go State College! All right, there he is. Get out of here.
Go State College? That's not how anyone says it.
Excuse me, said college.
Go State College?
Well, you
just yelled.
I represent the state.
College.
I represent the state.
You got to say we are.
Well, I'm not enough Penn State.
This is true.
Because I'm not we. That's why I didn't do that. I was trying to be.
Okay, but Go State College is
not
appropriate.
Go Penn State. All right, real quick, before time's yours, I got to hear the Michael Irvin burp. Basically, I want to hear Michael Irvin burp on Michael Parsons.
We're not done yet. We are not done yet, and I hope that y'all don't think we're done yet. It's going to be an amazing, amazing, amazing thing to see next year when we're holding the trophy.
That was a player a little while ago, excuse me.
Ben, that was on our show.
That's how much respect that deserves.
And then he said, excuse me.
All right, with that said, let's do what we do every day at this time.
The time is yours.
Can't wait.
Unlike everyone else, we actually check our voicemail. Tell us what you want to say. The time is yours.
Time's yours.
Time's yours, brought to us by Xfinity Mobile, the sponsor of WIP's Xfinity Mobile Lounge. Xfinity Mobile customers now get exclusive access to Wi-Fi speeds up to a gig on the go. Let's hit it with Time's Yours.
My New Year's diet is over. I'm eating cheese eggs, cheese fries, cheese steaks, cheese pizza, cheese hoagies, cheesecake, cheese doodles, cheeseburgers, grilled cheese, mac and cheese, cheese and crackers. And on Sunday, if I see any cheese heads, I'm eating them too.
A-G-L-E-S. Well done, buddy. Nice work.
Hey, thanks a lot, John. I'm here eating breakfast, and now just the thought of seeing you in a banana hammock.
When I was growing up, when we were out like running through the sprinkler and stuff,
yeah.
I was the kid wearing a Speedo.
Well, time's yours.
Yeah, well.
That's all I had. It's a bathing suit.
Hi, this is Adrienne Tatch. Just to let you know, I'm doing fine. However, I will not be in town for the Eagles parade because I'm on a European tour. Ciao.
Well, she also won't be allowed to watch the game because Rock had her back in the freaking back locker room, not allowed to watch.
There's nothing more pathetic than a 46-year-old Joe DiCamera complimenting himself for learning how to do his own laundry.
I don't think I have taken clothes to my mom in 8 to 9 months. I've learned how to take nicer clothes out of the dryer sooner so they don't shrink.
Congrats, Hammer. Maybe this will help your 4-year-long diaper rash.
Well, wow. That thing was gone about a year and a half ago.
Oh, yeah. Nothing you can't do.
But it did last for
three and a half years. 3.5-year rash.
Whole new man. Trust me.
Didn't know it. And with that,
didn't
time's
know
yours.
It. Didn't know it.
Ben, I went to like 3 or 4 doctors.
Oh, I'm well aware.
Well,
so how do
well
you know
examined.
The duration if you didn't know you had it?
Trust me. Trust. And with that, we shut it down.
The Time's Yours line. Leave Joe and John a message of your thoughts, compliments, and complaints. Call 215-238-4500.
We need to get to a winning answer. Cheesiest scene, those said by the callers today in a movie or show. End of Armageddon. Well, near the end of Armageddon. Titanic, front of the boat. I mean, two different things. We don't know what she was saying. You Complete Me from Jerry
That's
Maguire.
My winner. You Complete Me.
Top Gun singing. Ben, why don't you make the call?
It's You Complete Me.
Okay.
Yeah.
Correct call, Ben.
All right. Yeah. You Complete Me. I don't agree with that.
I don't know.
I think Titanic.
It's kind of a good line.
I think Titanic, front of the boat. What are you going to do?